Zohar Kodesh says that one of the rabbis asked this question. We find the story of Eliyahu Navi beginning in the Navi. What about the birth of Eliyahu Navi? Who were his parents? The Zohar Kodesh answers, you cannot dare to ask a personal question about one who is angelic. Some rabbis maintain that he was Pinchas, which means that he came from Leah. Other rabbis maintain he came from Rachel, who's in the family of Yosef HaTzadik. Yimor Antinus says there are three keys that are owned by Hashem. These three keys, these three powers, are not even transferred to angels. First one is birth, life being brought to this world. No angel can produce life. It is only Hashem who does that. Second is the key to Tchiyas HaMesim, renewed life. It means when the dead will come back to life, Tchiyas HaMesim, that can be done only by Hashem. No angel has the power to bring life to a dead person. Third is the power of Matar, rain. This key is in the hands of Hashem. No angel, even, certainly no man, can produce rain. Only Hashem. So here, the Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi prayed to Hashem, and he said, Hashem, I ask for a favor. For your sake, for your honor, give me, bestow upon me this power which you have never given to an angel. Give me this key to rain. He prayed to Hashem, and the answer was in the affirmative. Hashem granted him this power. He transferred the power to Eliyahu Navi, which means that there will not be any rain coming from heaven until this prophet will say so. The Vilna Gaon says that this is hinted at in a pasuk, a very famous pasuk where the Zohar Kodesh learns all the spheros from. We won't go into that part. Pasuk is Pituchei Chesam Kodesh LaHashem. This deals with the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, and hidden in these words, Pituchei means the opening or the key, Mafteach. Pituchei Chesam, Kodesh LaHashem, this key to Chesam is holy for Hashem only. Chesam, the letter Ches stands for Chaya, which means birth, life. Tuf is Tchiyas HaMesim, and Mem is Motar. These three items are in the hands of Hashem only, and yet the key to rain was transferred to Eliyahu Navi. Hashem says, the Pasuk, Mi Mishel Di. Hashem says, I rule over the entire world. I am supreme. The supreme ruler of the entire universe, the heavens, everything. But the question is, Hashem says, who rules over me? And Hashem himself answers it, Tzadik. A Tzadik, Kaviyachol, rules over me, because Tzadik, Gezev, Gashbroch, and Mekayim. When a Tzadik requests something, when he prays, then there is a softening in heaven, and Hashem says, I must consent to the request of the tzaddik. If there is a harsh decree in heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gezer, tzaddik mevatel. A harsh gezera, the tzaddik through his tefillos can nullify that gezera. This, as I said, shows the power of a tzaddik, and this we see now in the story, where the key to rain that was never given, even temporarily, to a malach, was now given to Eliyahu Navi. And with this key, with the power over this key, he told Chiel, you shall see now. There'll be no rain whatsoever until I give the word for it. With this, he left, and immediately the heavens closed up. Yotzar means they dry up completely. There was no rain, and very shortly afterwards a famine ensued. At this point, we begin a series of miracles, the miracles of Eliyahu Navi. As a result of this story, we come to a new era of Nisim, Mufsim, miracles of great tzaddikim. We'll tie this in with the stories in the Zohar Kodesh of the next shir. We hope to show how important, basically, is the Emunah Tzaddikim. Above all, faith in tzaddikim is equivalent to faith in Hashem. We should be zechut to that Emunah B'Shleimus, and in that tzchus we'll see the coming of Mashiach. B'nyan Beis HaMikdash, and Amen. Amen.